Good evening, Gone Wild Audio. This is Madison Fox, and for my first submission to the subreddit, I wanted to read you a story. This is a story I've written, and I'd like to share it with you. So, let's get started. She spent the entire day with a pink, jeweled plug buried deep in her soft, curvy ass. With every move she made, every shift of her hips, she could feel it. It was a constant reminder of her place, her status, and the events to come later that evening. No one knew their dirty little secret. On the outside, they looked like any normal couple. She loved it. The idea of being his filthy whore in public, even if no one knew, excited her. It was a gift. Secret intelligence for them to smirk and snicker about. She grew more wet and insatiable as the day wore on. Upon arriving home, she was instructed to remove the plug and change into something more befitting of their plans. She smiled sweetly and bounced into the bedroom. Black thigh highs slid over her legs. A delicate lace garter belt rested upon the swell of her hips. A bra, one he specifically requested, wrapped tightly around her bust and pushed her tits up and out for the perfect display. Heels, a short skirt, corset, a bolero, a spritz of perfume, and she was ready. She emerged from the bedroom to find him waiting by the dining room table. He looked at her and smiled as she playfully curtsied for him. "You look very pretty," he grinned, sliding a few fingers across her neck and into her long, silky hair. She beamed. "Thank you, sir." "One final adjustment," he said, slipping her collar around her neck and snapping its padlock shut. "There. Now you're ready." Down the first flight of stairs, she was fearless. She felt tall and confident. Down the second flight of stairs, her knees started to quiver. Upon arrival in the basement, their destination, waves of nervousness churned in her stomach. He unlocked the door and held it open for her. She smiled politely and willed her feet to march forward. The door clicked shut behind her and all light was extinguished. As her eyes searched the black for recognizable forms, she felt him grab her wrists. He thrust her against the wall and connected his palm with her ass. "You want to be treated like a whore?" he breathed into her ear, pressing her face to the concrete.
"Yes, sir,"
she fumbled for words. She could feel him smile. "Very well, then." His hand snaked under her skirt and pushed between her thighs. He found her warm and wet. "Look at that," he teased. "You certainly behave like a whore. Being let into this room, cold, dark, and dirty as it is, and you're already slick to the touch." He slapped her cunt, causing a yelp to escape her lips. He hiked her skirt up over her hips, exposing her entirely. A light flicked on, and she blinked as her eyes adjusted. "Spread," he ordered. Her heels clicked softly on the dust-covered floor as she spread her legs, presenting her holes for him. A finger slid into her pussy, slowly fucking her. She sprayed her hands against the wall for balance. Unbeknownst to her, he had already unzipped his pants and was stroking his cock as he fingered her. "Anyone could find us, you know," he reminded her, adding another finger to her warm pussy. "This isn't exactly private property." She moaned, breathing heavily. She was loving this. "I suppose a whore like you doesn't care, though." He gripped her hair, yanking her head back and whispering hotly into her ear. "Do you?" He quickly withdrew both fingers and pushed his cock into her cunt, pinning her firmly against the wall. She squeaked as he filled her. "No, sir!" He pushed a wet finger into her ass. "Oh, fuck!" she moaned. Releasing her hair, he cupped his hand over her mouth. "Shut up. If you don't shut up, I'll have to gag you, and you won't like what I brought with me." She managed a muffled against his hand as he fucked her. His rhythm slowed as he pressed his mouth to her ear. "Are you ready, whore?" Her eyes widened as the finger in her ass was replaced with his cock. She squealed against his hand, fingernails clawing at the wall. The sound of doors opening and closing down the hallway were lost on her. There was nothing else. She didn't care if anyone did walk through the door to see her standing there, dressed like a slut, her skirt hiked up around her hips and his cock buried balls deep in her ass. She was a whore. His whore. And she loved every filthy second of it.